Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pierman Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
Clemson Country. College football fans, this is your show, and this is The Roar.
Hour number three, out of bounds. William Quagamos, Ben Milstead with you. This hour brought to you by our friends at PhD Weight Loss. If you want to drop up to 20 pounds, you know what? I won't even say up to 20 pounds or more. 20 pounds minimum by the new year. At PhD Weight Loss, they've got the metabolic reset system, science-based. You turn your body into a fat-burning machine. You're not burning sugar first. You're not burning excess muscle. You're burning fat. It's crazy how quickly that happens and how efficient that is. It's the only program around where they guarantee your success and the results. It's crazy that they would make that guarantee, but you can do it without starving yourself or endless workouts or risky drugs. Right now, for radio listeners, they're sweetening the pot for you. They're going to waive your consultation fee, give you 2 extra weeks of the program free. They're going to cover the cost of your food during the program, and you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free just for booking. But the guarantee and bonus package only for the next 25 callers. So call today. Everyone raves about this program for a reason. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. When you call, mention code New Year. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism. Lose the weight and keep it off.
We're going to get all 6 of these calls on this segment. I promise. We're going rapid fire. But I did want to ask you this first, or at least point this out. The start of the second half, Clemson gets the ball. Adam Randall, 24-yard kickoff return. Next play, Adam Randall, 10-yard run. Next play, Adam Randall, 13-yard run. Next play, Adam Randall, 10-yard run. Followed by 3-yard run by, you want to guess?
I'm going to say Randall.
Adam Randall.
Yeah.
Adam finally is tired, has to come out of the game. Incomplete pass to Antonio Williams. A 5-yard penalty because we forgot how to snap the ball.
Again.
Incomplete pass to TJ Moore. Punt. Number one, Adam Randall's going to be your focal point on offense, I'm not sure he's your special teams guy, but that's small concern today. There is, when Adam Randall comes out of the game, there is no running game. There is no other back. And if they're in there, everybody knows you're not gonna run the ball. By the way, I want to play this little game while we take the next call. Before I ask you that question, it was pointed out to me, you know, when we were talking about no development, Spiller did develop Adam Randall, and he should get credit for that, absolutely.
Good point.
I just wonder why you don't see these highly rated guys who are running backs by trade. At this point, you still don't trust them to put them in the game. It blows your mind. I want the text line to tell me what Clemson's first down play is and what direction it goes. And let's just see how many agreements we have.
I love it. Let's go to Hank. Nope, we got Jason first. Jason got in just a little bit inside of Hank. We'll go Jason, Hank, Dion to start us here. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Clark, Ben. Yeah, you know, it's interesting you were talking about the PhD. It made me think, isn't it crazy how Peter Woods all offseason, we talked about how great he looks, and he does. He looks physically great. But, man, as you said, first series, he's getting just pushed. Yeah, TJ Parker looks great. Push. I mean, God knows I love Ben Boulware. I mean, I guess we got to do more than play crappy Limp Bizkit songs during the summer, because our linebackers are playing like trash, dude. I mean, they're awful. Woodaz and Sammy Brown, like you said, golden calves. We just got to tell the truth. I think what we're seeing here, and Quok, if you want to drive yourself crazy, and we got a lot of problems on offense, but there's only one trigger man that touches the ball every play. That touchdown throw to Adam Randall is a great scramble drill play, but he has Wesco across the back line of the end zone running open before that. He just doesn't see him. And on that Adam Randall play you're talking about, the dump off on 3rd and 11, I guess the stadium was so quiet, Adam Randall literally claps at him, and then his head snaps around and he throws it to him. Meanwhile, like you said, TJ Moore's open. And look, behind Adam Randall, Josh Sapp has the first down, not anybody within 5 yards of him running across the middle. It's so infuriating. I want a very short hook, and there's no reason not to at this point, man. You've got to see what you got with Vezina. I hear people speculate saying, well, he must be bad in practice. So what? There are players all over the NFL and college that you hear coaches say they're gamers. You got to get them in and give them a chance. But I think bigger picture, like you said, Quok, you started off the show with the lack of attention to detail in this program. That end of the first half sequence was mind-boggling. And I just think we are seeing a culmination, and we talked about it off and on for the last several years. And I know Walt calls it the country club, and certain people call it like friends and family, whatever you want. But, you know, it's about identifying the right guys that need to be in your program, whether that's coaches or players. I mean, Missouri, they didn't look Saturday night like they had NIL guys that were just cashing checks. They had portal NIL guys who were flying all over the field in offense and defense. I mean, that running back they got might be the best running back in the SEC. He came from Louisiana, Lafayette, or something like that.
UL Monroe. Monroe. Yeah, and that guy's a freaking wagon. So, he is a stud. I mean,
he broke like 8 tackles on that touchdown run in the first half, I think it was, against Carolina. And so my point is just, you can't, like you said, make it a blanket statement, NIL bad, and these guys are just coasting. Now, there are plenty of dudes around the country who are cashing their checks and making plays out there. The point is to identify those guys that mesh well in your locker room. And as you guys brilliantly said, we need about 30 Will Helts and Tristan Smiths in our locker room right now, because our locker room appears to be Charmin soft. And John Hite told me this morning I couldn't use the word that I wanted to say, so we'll just go with extremely soft. And so to me, and I'll jump off here, but I think this is a culmination. We've been dancing on the tightrope, Quok. We've talked about it for years, that finally the sins of whatever lack of adjustment Dabo has made over the years or not made, they've just culminated and come crashing down. And honest with you, I think if we're going to lose, it's better to have a season like this where everything bottoms out than to give ourselves the false hope, like Ben Milstead said, and I was a dummy who believed it in the offseason, to give ourselves the false hope that we're right where we need to be. We're so far away from where we need to be. And a bottoming out, maybe that look I saw on Dabo's face singing the alma mater, maybe is finally clicking with him, and he's the only one who can get us out of it. And I trust him. He still can, but he's got to do it.
Jason, great points. Appreciate the phone call.
I asked the question, what play was Clemson most likely to run on first down play Saturday and beyond, but Saturday in particular. All right, Quok, I count 12 responses to that question. 6 all had what you and I said.
Yep.
Inside zone to the left side.
Yep.
So casual fans texting a radio show on the Monday after the game, 50% know what play you ran on first down almost every time.
I would say of the other 50%, half of them didn't understand the question, so they might have gotten it
right.
Yeah,
we did have a couple of those.
That were saying what they would do instead of what Clemson does.
That's just unacceptable for a highly paid, highly talented offensive coordinator. I'm sorry, that's just not acceptable.
To be that predictable. I will be honest, though. On Saturday, it worked a lot.
At least
it did work a lot.
That is the silver lining. I would rather start 2nd and 7 than 2nd and 10 almost every time.
A texter said, this is Johnny Carrot, says, I say we keep going with what's working, pick a receiver double covered and throw it behind him late. Do that first down. Who needs yards on first down? Let's go to Hank, who's up with us next. What's up, Hank?
Hey, guys. I know there's a lot of people on hold, so I'll try to keep it concise. But this is a little bit of a weird analogy to start, but I promise, or at least I hope it makes sense. But there's a philosophical paradox called the Ship of Theseus, which says at a certain point, if you've replaced every piece of the original ship with new pieces, is it still the same ship? And I think that that's kind of weirdly where we're at. I think that Dabo has tried to, as people have left, whether it's coaches, players, administrators, whoever it might be, you try to replace them with the next best thing and try to keep the culture and the team the same. And you know, maybe it worked for a little while, but it just clearly isn't anymore. And I'm hoping that that's set in. But at this point, we're a Frankenstein's monster of what we used to be, trying to pretend like either we are as good as we were or what we used to be still works. And at this point, I agree with Jason. I think at this point, it's going to take a bottoming out. And I don't really care what happens the rest of the season. I mean, I hope we win as many games as possible, but this is a rock bottom, I hope. It's a very low point, and I think it's time to try to quit patching holes and just go back to the foundation and start essentially from scratch. I'm not going to call for Dabo's job, A, because I don't think he should be fired, and B, because they're not going to, so I'm not going to waste any energy on arguing for it. But I would basically go into this offseason, regardless of what the record is, and I'd sit every coach, player, nutritionist down in that building and say, we're examining everything. We are coming into next season as if this is a whole new coaching staff. You know, we are going to say, you know, it doesn't matter how long you've been here, what you were told when you were being recruited, what you've done for this program. If you don't feel like you're 100% committed or you think you'd be better suited next year, somewhere else next year, we're not going to try to stop you. There's the door. Thanks for your time. Best of luck. And if you stay, we're going to try to recruit over you, whether that's high school, whether that's transfer portal, whatever it might be. We are going to go out and bring in every good player we can find. And if you still rise above what's here in the spring and in the fall, great. And if not, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. This sport has gone. There's too much money. It's become too professional at this point, whether you like that or not, to sit back there and allow this to happen. And I think it's time for everybody to start from scratch and say, we're reassembling this thing from the ground up. Thanks, and I'll get your thoughts off the air.
Thanks very much, Hank. Appreciate the phone call. I do have thoughts on that. I agree with a lot of it. I want to try to squeeze a couple of more if we can. Let's go to Dion and Anderson, who's up with us next. What's up, Dion?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Man, I appreciate you guys, man. It's my first time calling in.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, brother. Listen, I want to make a couple points, but, you know, I'm going to keep it, you know, pretty short. All right. So, first off, you know, everybody going off on Dabo, calm down. He's taking us, you know, to a place that we've never been. All right. I get the expectations, but we've never been here before. Welcome to expectations. How's that work? Right. Number two. Even before NIL, guess what? There were expectations. You had teams that started out number two. Guess what? They fell. Or you had teams, like, even, you know, nobody talks about 2019 LSU winning a national championship. And the next year they're talking about, you know, this, that, and the third. So there's always ups and downs in college football. It just happens. You know, you can't be that consistent, and you can't go – even if you go hit NIL that hard, you can't go and hit NIL that hard where you're going to be consistently considered as a national championship every single year. Because you don't know what happens. It's all preseason stuff, right? Excuse me. And then my third thing here, right? So you got Dabo making a position change. I heard a caller earlier, you know, talking about the position change or whatever it was. this ain't the first time that's happened in Clemson history. You know, just to, you know, spitball a few things, you got Randall that's made the recent positions, but you also have, you know, Dwayne Coleman back in the day. Nobody remembers the redhead three guy that switched from DB to play running back. Now, he killed it, you know, probably doing better than you know, our guy now. But, you know, I mean, position changes and getting creative has been part of the game. And, you know, I personally think Randall's been great. And then, you know, the standard of what we've got, man, you know, college football is in a uncharted territory, and we're all figuring it out. I will say one thing: seeing Dabo after the game, I felt his pain because I've coached and done some things. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, the people that are talking about, you know, hey, Dabo's taking the, you know, stuff for himself and being selfish or whatever it is. Listen, you know, Dabo's making millions of dollars, and I would much rather him go up there and take the blame for everything than him to go out there and call out our wide receiver unit, our O-line, our quarterback. Because honestly, I mean, he's got the right to do it. Like, Dabo's got the right to go out there and call out every single position line in a press conference and just leave it like that and just be that guy that says, hey, you know what, I'm going to scrap everything and just leave it. But you know what? We got a guy who's behind the, you know, the big mic that gets to, you know, say, hey, you know what? I still believe in these guys, and I'm still going to fight for these guys. Now, is it tough? Is it tough when you actually, you know, are coaching and you're making millions of dollars and you're the guy to answer for everything? Absolutely, 100%, 100%. But the fact that, you know, Dabo still, you know, just doesn't throw anybody up under the bus. We've seen many a coaches over college football. Well, I don't know. We just don't have this. We don't have that. We don't have that. We don't have that. Dabo takes it on himself. And Dabo says, you know what? Listen, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm trying to manage these guys the best that I can. And, you know, you gotta stay along for the ride.
Yeah.
That's just part of it.
Hey, Dion, we got to run, man. Appreciate the phone. We're up against the break. Thank you. Alan, Keith, I apologize. We're coming right to you on the other side. Hour three continues next.
The Tigers don't start the season without practice, and neither should your HVAC system. Get the Blue Ridge Heating and Air Tiger Tune-Up Special now and save over $100. Expert service, just $89, boosts efficiency, prevents breakdowns, and extends your system's life. They'll even clean your outdoor coils if they're dirty. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air today, a preferred Armstrong Air dealer, and mention Tiger Tune-Up for the $89 offer. That's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and creates an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't plantain. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it cry. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, plantain.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat,
you know, tooth. That song started in Louisiana. Louisiana borders Mississippi, which is next to Alabama. And speaking of Alabama, breaking news on the program today. I have to do this. Breaking tonight, local Alabama man resigned from job after 11 years with a potential political future on the horizon. NBC News correspondent Brian Williams has the story live from the plains in Auburn. Bruce Pearl is retiring. I think he's running for Senate. Just me, he hadn't said that. I think he's going to run for Senate.
He's going to a job that has less pressure on him.
He's retiring now, like on the cusp of practice. Perfect. Perfect time for his son to take over. It's the old, I'm resigning too close to the season for you to do a formal search, so I'm going to give my interim a chance. And his son, Steven, is going to be running Auburn men's basketball. So while we've been all doing this show today, major news in college basketball. Maybe more on that tomorrow. Let's go to Alan in Greenville, who joins us next. What's up, Alan?
How you doing, Quark and Ben? I really appreciate the call. I'll tell you why, I was listening there for a while, and it made me kind of listen to your sponsor. So I thought, before I kind of got what I'm going to talk about, it made me really think about your sponsor. So I think, based on how disappointed we are with the football team and that kind of thing, I'm going to get my Vermeer. I'm going to dig under my house to see if Candy can come in and fix my foundation. And then while I'm under there, I'm going to turn my generator on, and I'm going to sit in my Craft Stove Store nice outdoor chair, turn my T-Mobile on, get me some Beacon cheeseburgers, and then smoke a little cigar after that. So I think I got them all supported there, guys.
I think so. I think you nailed it. You won bingo today, Alan.
You got it. Well, listen, I haven't been able to listen more than the last 30 minutes. I think you did talk about injuries some. Have you already addressed the fine from Syracuse on the injury issue?
We did talk about that because it came up as Cade sort of making excuses, and I agree that it was not a good look in the aftermath to sort of say that, but when the ACC fines and publicly reprimands Syracuse for faking injuries, you have to admit, even if you don't like it, that the guy has a point.
Yeah, it seemed pretty evident watching the game, but they made it look pretty real, I got to say that. But you're right. He probably just should have kept his mouth closed, even though he was probably right. That's not the reason they lost the game in any shape or form, although it certainly did slow down the momentum on at least three drives. That's not why they lost the game. But I'm glad to see him do it. We all know Ole Miss does that. And I think, I don't know if that's the first fine that's ever been levied against a team, but maybe at least make other teams think twice about it. I'm still kind of amazed they watched it and could really tell, but from what I read, there was a coach and two players involved in that one play. So I guess they were able to pick up a signal from the coach. That's pretty interesting.
Alan, I think it's a great point. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Let's go to Keith, who's up with us next. By the way, appreciate all the kind words about like eight of our sponsors too. Appreciate that. Keith is up next. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, with all the rhetoric about that, but I think it's just time for him to eat a little humble pie and maybe sit back and reevaluate everything. I agree. I don't think he needs to go nowhere. He's a good coach. I think he understands football more than anybody. I guess with all the hype, the preseason hype, and putting the team up on a pedestal, then they fall out and they're on flats of the backs now. You know, even with Cade, he was going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate or runner for it and go high in the draft. But right now, I don't even think he's going to be drafted in the NFL. And I feel like they just ought to take him out and redshirt him and give him a chance next year.
You know,
how do you feel about that? And like I say, as far as running backs, that you can't run one horse the whole game. You got to have a man in there in the fourth quarter to eat that clock. And if you don't wore him out in the first three, you'll never get it done.
Look, it's a good point, Keith. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I mean, on the Klubnik thing, like we've had a lot of texts about him. We actually had a text just recently. This one from 803, just from a few minutes ago, said, "Are things really that bad, or is the future of the program an elite quarterback away from riding the ship?" That's Daniel from Georgia. You know, here's what I think the offense is missing, and I said this earlier in the show, and it usually is the quarterback, but doesn't have to be. The offense needs a galvanizing force. Now, sometimes that means that somebody needs to galvanize. Sometimes it means that the other 10 players need to be galvanized. So I don't know where the blame lies here. But when I watch the offense, I'm watching 11 people operate in silos. Even the mistakes on the offensive line, that is not a cohesive unit on the offensive line. I don't think Cade and his receivers are connected very well. I don't see, like, the interactions between them. I don't see a lot of, dapping up, like, players making catches. There's not a lot of talking. There's very little on-field communication between players right now. And that is not a recipe for success. I also, I've got the other issue with the defense. I think the communication is far too positive on defense. You got people like, everybody's telling everybody it's going to be okay when they make mistakes. you need somebody to MF some of those people. I mean, like, somebody needs to get in somebody's grill and say, it's not acceptable. If you're going to play 50 snaps, it's not acceptable to be making mistakes. So I think there's the opposite problem on I feel like a lot of the communication is way too positive with the amount of mistakes that they're making on defense. Like, somebody's got to make. And you talk about Peter Woods as a guy that's having some of those conversations. I don't think Peter's playing well enough to be able to do that. Like, the first snap of the gas at the first snap of the game, he gets knocked backwards 4 yards. That ought never happen. Peter Woods should never get knocked backwards 4 yards by a Syracuse offensive line. Look at that offensive line. They couldn't run it against Tennessee. They couldn't run it against anybody. And they ran it against Clemson from the first snap. You have to be willing to play better all the time to be able to be that force. I think both sides of the ball could use it. I think offense needs to communicate at all. Listen, I don't know if people agree or disagree with that, but when I watch them, I'm looking for, okay, what's the collective body language like? And I don't see any. I don't even think it's bad. I don't see any. There's no collective body language from the Clemson offense right now. Let's go to Nick from Anderson, who's up with us next. What's up, Nick?
I also ran into an Auburn fan who says, oh, no, we suck again.
With Bruce Pearl being look, if his son's as good a coach as his dad, they'll be all right. But, yeah, times are a little tough there.
That usually doesn't happen. Usually the son's just not as good as the head as his dad is. But as far as the Clemson front goes, I think you need to bench Cade for at least the commentating man. I know in retrospect, it came out that they were taking injuries, but you just don't need to be saying that in the media. I mean, it didn't have anything to do with when you lost. You lost because you couldn't find open receivers, and you lost because your offensive line was committing false starts all over the place. You lost because you weren't together, as you kind of put out. You said a little minute ago you weren't put together the whole game. And also, I think the defense, as you said, was soft and is not playing well at all this season. And I think for most of the seniors, they need to cancel senior day because they have not earned it. They have not earned the respect of the fans and the respect that it deserves for the university to have a senior day. The running back deserves it, and if the punter's a senior, he deserves it. But most of them don't. There's about five or six of them that do. Have a nice day.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call, Nick.
So Nick doesn't want to let him have a senior day?
Yeah, he's like, take senior day off the table,
yeah,
man.
That's no, Nick. That's simply no.
That would be too far.
Do you know how many seniors have run down the hill who never played a snap? I mean, really, never played a snap. That's a little excessive there.
That's right. That's right. Let's go to Bruce and Inman, who's up with us next. What's up, Bruce?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I missed parts of your program, and I was wondering if there's been any discussion about Allen leaving the booth and coming down to the field to help make adjustments during the game for the defense.
You know, Bruce, we haven't discussed that. It's a good question. I appreciate the phone call.
We have discussed that.
In the past, not today.
Oh, not today.
We have in the past. You know what I'm very comfortable saying today? That it doesn't matter to me how you get it. I feel like I know what they need. Some galvanizing force, some level of very respected accountability on the field during a game. Can be a coach, can be a player, whatever. I am on record as saying I think Clemson is not tapping into the full potential of Tom Allen's game day ability if he's up in the booth. That's just my opinion. If there's reasons he's up in the booth, that's fine. I know there are pros on that. If it were me, based on the limited information I have, I would have had him on the field and stick some other people up in the booth. That's me. I've seen what Tom Allen can do on a sideline and the infectious personality there.
Yeah, you and I both are in total agreement with that. I heard Walt mention it as well. A texter, I believe it had to have been a texter, did ask Coach Sweeney about that, I believe, last week. And he said, no, there hadn't been any conversations about that. Tom Allen's most comfortable up in the booth.
I do think there's a level of appreciation for, if you can be on the headset, that you get to see and tell the green dot, mm-hmm, Sammy Brown on Saturday, you tell the green dot, this is what I'm seeing, this is what you do. it's hard to do that on the sideline. So if he did go down on the field, that responsibility would go to somebody else, or you're just doing it from the field, which I think is a lesser vantage point.
Yeah, I need that energy on the field.
I agree with you.
I'm willing to give up a little bit of eye in the sky. I need that energy on the field.
You know what? We hadn't talked about this today. I tweeted this a little bit earlier. You know what is the most shocking part defensively for me, other than getting just mauled up front by Syracuse? Clemson has not forced a turnover in the last 10 quarters against FBS or Power 4 opponents. And I really thought for sure that this defense would be a takeaways defense. And I went back and watched, Ben. There are three plays that I found that, if executed well, are takeaways. Like, there are some people who are – I don't think there are many, but there are some people who are sort of irked by Tom Allen and not giving Tom Allen a pass on this. Ben, I think there are plays to be made in the scheme that Tom Allen is calling. We had a caller a little bit ago that said, why are you playing man? And my question to that would be, have you seen Clemson try to play zone? It ain't much better in zone. To me, what I'm seeing defensively is I'm seeing Tom Allen go from page one to page last one of the entire playbook going, what can we do? What can we get to work? Where can we? And there's different looks on every snap. Now, you might say maybe do two or three things, but I would ask you, what are those? If you're Tom Allen right now, what are you basing a game plan on based on what you've seen in the first four games? What are you building your game plan on? What are you calling a game to try to take advantage of? I would argue you're having a scheme around personnel and effort issues more than anything else. Final segment of the program. We'll come back for more right after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers, that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit BLOCHAVEN.com for more information today.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos and Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Say my share of broken halos, broken wings that used to fly.
Final segment of the program. Glad to have you with us. This hour brought to you by our friends at Nick Lavery Law. Nick, I actually had a conversation with somebody about Nick on Saturday. He was talking about what a great person, not even like, you know, like professionally, like with his law office, but just what a great person that he is. And you hear that about Nick all the time, that people are, he's very well respected in this community because people understand the type of person that he is. He's very philanthropic. He has helped us a ton over the years with Tigers for Tatas. He also can help you. He's going to be on your side if you get caught up in a legal matter, especially like a college student, a DUI, MIP, like a first offense type deal, boat, motorcycle, car accident, wrongful death, those types of things. Nick can help you. Schedule a free consultation today at 864-654-3680 or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
All right, question for you, William Quackenbush.
Okay.
Where do you go from here? Where do you think Clemson will go from here now that, you know, most of your postseason other than a bowl, and that's not a guarantee right now, let's be honest, is off the table. And by that I mean the goals and what you're trying to accomplish have to change now. And I think this is a situation Dabo Swinney's never been in it.
Right.
Do you have to start coaching and making decisions a little bit with one eye on next year? And what is it that you're selling to your team going forward?
That's a great question. I'm interested to hear how Dabo frames that. He's got a Zoom press conference at 5:30 tonight, as Ben said early in the show, previously scheduled. It's not a new press conference. And then he's got Tiger Hour with Don tonight at 8 o'clock, which you can hear right here on The Roar after Mike Vaughn's Hitch and Pitch Report. This is what I'm thinking, okay? This is what I'm thinking. And again, I'm operating on the assumption that Dabo is actually going to do something he's never done. Dabo has never made a significant change, other than he's changed a quarterback twice. But he's never made a significant change during a season out of a position of weakness. He's never done that. I think it would be difficult to take the status quo that we have seen in the first four games into Chapel Hill. That's kind of my starting premise. So I think if he doesn't make any changes, then I think it's difficult to say that there's anything but we're just going to sort of trudge through and fight our way through the rest of the season, try to get to six wins. What would I do? I would say accountability starts with me. Here's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. Bam, 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 bam. And you make it hurt. Not necessarily even like fire, reassign, bench. Like, I'm not even talking about that. But I'm talking about in instances where people may have felt like Teflon Don, that you establish some accountability from the very top. That's not just, I'm going to get yelled at in practice today, but my check's going to clear. I think you have to do that. Mm-hmm. You have to show that there is accountability for how. How many times has Dabo said it's how you play? He can't be pleased with almost anyone with how they've played. So running the same starting lineup out there in Chapel Hill, to me, shows that there's not real accountability. There have to be shakeups. And I think there are places where you have to be honest with yourself, that you can't shake it up because there ain't no options. Running back is a great example. If Adam Randall were loafing, I don't think Adam Randall is loafing. I think Adam Randall has played great. But if Adam Randall were loafing, the coaching staff has told us, by the way, that they substitute or don't, that they don't trust anybody else. So benching Adam Randall is out of the question. People are talking about benching Cade. Wouldn't 34-14 in the fourth quarter have been a good job to see Christopher Vezina? Like, if you really need to see him, and I think they do need to see him, wouldn't that be a good job to see him if he had earned the right to be in the game? We haven't seen him. I don't think that's viable. So it has to be viable, but it needs to hurt. I think that's where I think this is going to go to some degree, because you now have four games on tape, and because you're not going back to the college football playoff, because it would be almost impossible to see a scenario where they would get to the ACC championship game by now, you kind of do have to manage this very, very differently moving forward.
There, I think there's three things that you've got to consider. Number one, I believe there has to be people on his staff that he thinks are going, that he is letting go at the end of the season. I feel like that has to be the case. I sort of felt that way even before this weekend. So if that is the case, you know, unfortunately, someone's got to go now to wake everything up.
I agree.
From a number standpoint, you can't fire half your staff right now. Somebody's got to go now. If you know you're doing it at the end of the season, you've got to do that now. Number two, I said earlier that this is bigger than one person. But you have to answer the question of who your quarterback is next season. And I tend to think they're not on your roster right now, honestly. But you've talked about Christopher Vezina long enough. You've got to see him. And I'm not talking about completely benching Cade necessarily, but you've got to see Christopher Vezina. Was it the Troy game that you saw him come in for like a play?
Yeah, one play.
Because Coach Sweeney's own words were, we needed to see him in a meaningful situation. Well, now you've got an opportunity. He's talked a lot about not having a preseason and not having warm-up games. You've got to use this season, or at least consider using the rest of this season, as that for the next quarterback of Clemson for next year. The third thing is, you keep telling us that you don't have another running back. You've got to use this time to trial by fire. And if somebody misses a block, they miss a block and they learn from it. But you can't bench a guy because he makes one mistake in a game.
By the way,
those are the three things I think you've got to consider right now.
Well, can I just one of my points of irritation is when people ask why aren't running backs in the game, what is the answer? To some degree, like why aren't running backs in the game? Sometimes it's like, well, you got to earn it. But like when people get specific, what is the one thing that is always cited for why didn't this running back play this week? Isn't it pass protection? It's never like, well, our running back can't run the ball.
Yeah. How about the answer's right there in the name, running back.
So, like, Ben, why when they put these guys in the game, do they ask them to pass block?
It's an excellent point.
I mean,
you can't blow a pass block if you call a running play.
It doesn't make any sense. The guys can't pass block, but we're doing it. You know, there was one play where Tyler Brown's in the game blocking for Brian Wesco. This is early in the game. On a screen. Brown should have de-cleated his guy. I agree. Somebody's got to. But why is Tyler Brown in there? It's almost like offensively, we're almost scared to do the obvious thing. Like Syracuse, I can't make this up. You can go look it up. Syracuse literally used motion to say to Clemson's in man. The receiver looks at the quarterback and goes, hey, look over here at me. Look who's on me. Throw it to me. And he's just like pointing and gesturing with his. And you know what he's saying? Like that's an obvious thing. And it's almost like Clemson's offense is like, yeah, they're going to think we're doing that. But they're going to think surely they're not going to block with Tyler Brown here. And then they do. And then he doesn't make the block because he's the smallest receiver on the field. It's like, you can do the obvious thing. You can line up and just do the thing that is patently obvious to everybody that you're going to do. And it's okay. Not every defense is playing 4D chess on every snap. And it's almost like people are like, yeah, they're going to bring this running back in. They probably think we're going to give it to him, but we're just going to throw it three times. And then bring Randall back in, and we're going to run it some more. I don't know, man. I got so many questions. Just questions. Not even like problems, but just like, I just want to know why this is happening. I want to know why you're doing this. I want to know why this happened. When Sammy Brown just slams into a blocker, I'm like, well, there's nobody else there to make the tackle, so you could have been there. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? There was one play. I'll defend Wade Woodhouse a little bit. There was one play on Saturday where people, I mean, in my mentions, were just crushing Wade Woodhouse, and it was actually a really good call. It was a quarterback draw where Clemson was in man, and Woodhouse looked like he missed the quarterback, but in reality, he was leaning toward the running back who he had to cover. So I give him a pass on. Like, there were a couple plays like that in my rewatch where I'm like, you know what? I thought Woodhouse just absolutely got cooked on this play, and maybe he should have made it. But the reality is that's just a really, really good call. I have no idea what's going to happen today. I have no idea. Clemson hasn't been in the spot in 21 years, folks. Dabo hasn't been in the spot ever. Dabo has done hard things before. We've talked about that many times on the program. Dabo's fired his friends before. Dabo's fired his former players before. Dabo's done hard things. He's benched a quarterback that he loves twice. He's not afraid to do hard stuff. But doing hard stuff, especially staff stuff, after four games, is something he's never done. He's never done. Since the day he was interim coach and he made changes that need to be made, he's never done this. And so I'll be fascinated to see how, because I'm sure that question will come up tonight. It'll be fascinating to see how he addresses it. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. I can't wait for that. By the way, programming note, we will not be on campus tomorrow. There are no Tuesday interviews. And before somebody gets an idea, there were not Tuesday interviews scheduled before all that on Saturday. This is an off week.
There were no Tuesday interviews last year on the off week. Bye week, as I'm going to continue to call it, simply because one texter took the time to call and correct us.
That's true. I forgot about that.
It was a bye week when I played. It's still a bye week to me. There was not interviews in the bye week the year that you won national championships, any other year. So,
let me tell you about Wendy's before we wrap up the show here. Wendy's has a great deal right now. $8 for two junior bacon cheeseburgers, medium fry, and medium soft drink. Easy peasy. That's a great value. In this economy, great value right there at your local Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens County Wendy's. Go there. Try it today. You're going to love it. Take advantage of a super value in the market. My final thought on this, Ben, I started the show by saying that I was disappointed more than I was mad. I was disappointed. Somebody asked me, how do you go to church and like sing like you mean it? And it's because I realized I didn't take it personally. Like, I would have taken that personally over the years, and I didn't. And I don't know why that is.
Well, because our joy is not tied up in, our overall joy is not related to football.
Well, that's it. That's what it is. I'll say this briefly, though. I think at this point, Clemson fans know this is not a championship team, and they just want a team that they can be proud of. And I think Clemson people are not proud of this football team. And I don't think that's their fault. I don't think that's their fault. If you are ashamed and embarrassed of your football team, that is not your fault. That is their fault. And they have 2 weeks to get ready for the North Carolina game where they can convince you and prove to you that you should be proud of them. But you do not have an obligation to be proud of this football team. Support them. Do whatever. That's fine.